家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 你知道我在生活中最讨厌的事情是什么吗？
Dirt.
脏的东西。Well, that. But also, you know, when people misunderstand me.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Me too. I try to be as clear as possible, but sometimes the other person just is not getting it.
可能我们自己表达的不是很清楚，是不是？
Right, right. So there are lots of different reasons why misunderstandings happen, and we're going to talk about those today.
对，我们今天的节目就要跟大家说说，当误解发生了以后，或者就别人没听清楚，没听懂你的意思，误会了，你可以怎么来澄清，你可以怎么来补救，是不是？ And I think this is also an important topic for English learners.
Right.
因为当我们在学一个新的语言的时候， very often you're not going to be able to express yourself fully or that perfectly.
Yes.
对， so misunderstandings do happen, right?
Holy geez, I wish that I could tell you guys about all of the Chinese misunderstandings that I continue to make up to this day.
就是你讲中文的时候。
Sometimes it's very, you know, I mean, it's just kind of cute. You know, a lot of foreigners, they'll say something that's like, oh, that's cute. But other times, you know, there might be a misunderstanding that is kind of rooted in culture. You know, kind of a deeper level misunderstanding.
好，我们先把那个shallow level.
Shallow level, yeah, yeah. We're not going too deep today.
但是最常发生的说一说，好不好？我首先要问你的就是，因为在中文里面，如果你讲了一个事情，对方有点误解了，你可以说啊，哎，你误解了，你误会了。But in English, can we say you misunderstood me?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was talking about before with cultural things. I don't really mean like, you know, history or, you know, that super deep culture. I just mean things like in English, we don't like to say you a lot because that can often mean you are the one who is wrong.
当你把那句话说成你误解我的时候，就好像对方错了，对方是他有问题，对不对？
Right.
It's their problem.
Right, you misunderstood me. Now, just to be clear, guys, you can say this. This grammatically, it is fine. But just culturally speaking, it's very strong.
对对对，这很重要。虽然它语法上是正确的，但是在文化上是就是蛮不 OK 的，不太被接受啊。那要怎么说呢？
Well, basically, what we need to do is own up to it.We need to take responsibility for that misunderstanding.
So change you into I.
I. Now, of course, we're not going to say I make you
misunderstand.
What we're going to just do is say things like, I didn't say that clearly.
对，所以这很重要。你看这个主语视角就不一样了，对吧？这时候你就说，哦，是我没有讲清楚，我没有表达清楚。
Right, 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 right. So we're going to use words like say.Obviously, that's a very common one, but we could also say express. I didn't express myself properly.
Or you can explain. I didn't explain that clearly.
Right, right, right. And another great tip here is just to use words like probably or could. You know, I probably could have said that better. I probably could have explained that more clearly.
I probably could have done something better. 就是我应该，哎呀，刚刚应该说的更清楚一点，
right.
对不对？但我觉得这还很重要的就是我们后面跟的都是需要是副词，
mm-hmm.
比如 I didn't say that clearly,
properly,
or I didn't explain that very well.
Very well,
well、
right.
也是一个副词。However, not always. 因为有时候很口语里面我们。不需要这么语法上精确，对吧？You see adjectives too.
Like, sure.
I didn't say that right.
Or that didn't come out right.
Right. 对，我们不用 rightly.
So that, yeah, it's true. That's true. So this phrase, that didn't come out right, or that came out wrong, is interesting too, because now we're taking...me. We're taking I out of the picture. We've already taken you out of the picture. Now we're taking me out of it too. And we're just saying, that came out wrong.
那个 that 就是你说的那句话。
Right.
是吧？那个你表达的观点啊。哎，我们再来仔细看一下这两句。That didn't come out right. 这个就是我说的那句话，最后它 come out 的时候，
right.
说出来的时候听着有点奇怪，或者、
right.
对造成了误解。
Right, and there's a million reasons why that could have happened. Maybe you have something else on your mind. Maybe you had some food in your mouth.
你的语气 ，your tone of voice,
the tone,
attitude,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. right?
Exactly, exactly. So, one word that we say a lot in English, surprise, surprise, is fine. Jenny could ask me a question like, Adam, let's do this. And I could just say, fine. But really, I meant to say, okay, fine.
所以当你意识到自己可能 you caused some misunderstanding, 你就可以很快说 oh, sorry, that didn't come out right, or that came out the wrong way.
That came out wrong or the wrong way,
对
sure.
对，好，刚刚这一系列我觉得都是很好的，很口语的这些来补救的解释的方法。But another very common way I find is just people say, oh, sorry, sorry, I didn't mean that, or what I mean, or what I meant is blah, blah, blah.
Right. Okay. So I have a very good friend in Shanghai, and he treats me very, very well. English, not so great. And he will always say things like, you understand my means?
就问你说你懂不懂我的意思是吧
Right, right. So he always, he's not alone. A lot of my Chinese friends will say means for mean.
Meaning.
Right, meaning, exactly, exactly. So we can say means, but that's when we're talking about he means,
yeah,
she
yeah.
means, it means. When we're talking about me, I,It's always going to be, sorry, I mean
对
this.
因为是第一人称啊
right, right, right.
I 后面不要。
Or what do you mean?
是是。好那再回到那个比如 you said something which did not come out right,、你可以说 oh, sorry, I didn't mean that. 就是你不要误会、
yes.
我不是那个意思。
Yeah, so now I'm thinking with I didn't mean that, maybe something was said in anger.Maybe somebody said something that could have been a little bit hurtful.
对，我觉得这个场景也是更多的是情感上的一些你造成误解，而不是比如说我们在开会，我刚刚就是 you know I quoted some wrong facts and figures. 我什么说了错误的信息和数据。This I didn't mean that. 更多是情感 ，yeah.
I thought you were going to say during the meeting, someone had an idea, and you said that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I have never ever said. That.
No, that's true. That's true. But you can imagine, someone maybe with a bit of a temper, somebody who usually speaks, before they think. Maybe they say something, then they realize, oh, that wasn't.That might be a little hurtful. That's sorry, I didn't mean that. It's just that I've given you guys 2 weeks to come up with these ideas and you haven't done it.
对 ,so I didn't mean that 是比较好的一个 apology, 对吧、
right.
是 you're saying sorry, 在道歉啊。那还有那个 that's not what I meant.、这个 meant 就是 mean 的过去式、
right.
后面加一个 t 但它的发音不是 meant 而是 meant
meant right so it's like went he went to the store
对对对那这个 that's not what I meant、因为你讲的是刚刚讲的那句话所以我们用过去式 not what I meant
right
can you also say that's not what I mean
you can yeah、you can、oh, that's not what I mean you know that's not what I mean、but usually at least when I'm speaking I think my brainjust automatically will go to meant, will use meant, just because it's something that's already happened.
好那后面呢你可以接着说 I mean, 然后
right.
我的意思是什么
Right, that's not what I meant. What I mean is...
对、好的那还有一句话日常口语里我也常常听到是Oh, don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong, yeah.
就不要误，我觉得这个很像，哎呀，不要误解我，不要误会我。
Yeah, this is a good phrase. This one is a little bit different. It's probably preparing the person, the listener, for what the speaker is going to say. Like, so for example, don't get me wrong, I love shoes. I just hate your shoes.
所以不一定是他前面讲了一个什么造成误解，而是更多的 他自己下面要讲的话，他觉得对方很有可能误会他。
Right.
所以他就先打预防针。
Yes, so it can be used like that. Or we can change the order again. And I say like, I hate cookies. I hate Jenny's cookies. Don't get me wrong. I like cookies.
I just don't like Jenny's cookies.
I just don't like Jenny's cookies.
Okay. Don't get me wrong.
Right. So another very similar phrase is don't take this the wrong way. Mm. Jenny, don't take this the wrong way. You are a wonderful person. Your cookies, well, maybe it's back to the drawing board.
所以我觉得这两句都比较像就是打预防针，因为你接下来说的话可能有一点批评啊，或者什么 critical,
yeah.
对。
Right. Don't take this the wrong way. We all love you, but maybe this new style you've been trying out, you know, it's a little bit ugly.
或者在那个职场 workplace 可不可以说 don't get me wrong, this is a good effort. It's just
that.
对，或者but we just need to do even better.
Right. That's really good. So don't get me wrong will often be together with it's just that. Don't get me wrong. I think you're a great person. It's just that I already have 10 girlfriends.
你的例子比我的有意思很多。好，那 well, just now you said some people speak before they think, 就是比较心直口快，说出来的话经常要撤回。
Yes.
有点像你发微信现在不是可以那个 recall a message, 对不对？你要撤回的话 can I actually use the word to recall? Sorry, I recall that.
No, we don't use the word recall. You could say retract.
Oh, that sounds very formal.
It is a
right?
very formal word. So you would have to like retract an opinion, or maybe a newspaper would retract an article. But generally speaking, for people, we just say take back.
Just 我把我刚刚说的那个话 take it back.
Right. So when we're very young at school, you know, fighting on the playground, I might say to some other boy, you know, like, you're ugly.And then he'll start hitting me, you know, like, take it back.
Oh, 对方 demand, 要求你
take it back. Yeah, and then I might say, sorry, I take that back. You're really ugly.
Once again, very interesting examples.
Yes, yeah.
但这个不需要像你那么 dramatic 的例子嘛，就你有的时候讲一句话要么给对方造成了一些伤害让他误解、或者你就讲了一个比如开会的时候念错稿子了什么的也可以 Oh, sorry, I take that back. 我看错了那个信息
I guess it depends on how formal the meeting is. You know, like we often have meetings that, you know, they're meetings, but they're kind of informal. Everybody's friends, for lack of a better word. So yeah, if I said something wrong, I might say, oh, sorry, take that back. It's 10,000. But generally speaking, if it were, you know, like United Nations or something.
比较 formal 的 meeting.
Right? I don't think the person would say, I take that back. It might just be like, oh, I made a mistake.
I need to make a correction. 纠正一下啊。
Right.
好的，那我们今天节目的最后呢，要教大家一个我觉得特别形象，但是不太卫生的，听起来不太卫生的短语。
Yeah, so this is something that I love teaching because everybody has done it at some point in their life. Put your foot in your mouth.
啊，对啊，小 baby 的时候 ，baby 就是会吃自己的脚。
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean done it in that sense?
Oh, I still do it. Yeah. My feet are delicious.
No. But what does this idiom, 它是英语的一个俗语吗?
It means you just say something very, very stupid, which obviously could cause misunderstanding, or there could be no misunderstanding. Wow, this guy is stupid. He says stupid things.
所以这时候就可以说 oh, sorry, I guess I put my foot in my mouth.
So that is really the best thing to do. And I think that's how we should wrap up today is a lot of people try to pretend like whatever they just said was fine instead of owning up to it.
对对对。
So just own up to it. So all of those things we said at the beginning, oh, that didn't come out right. Oh, that came out wrong. Oh, sorry.
因为那个好像都是给自己解围, find excuse, whereas this one is like, I'm the stupid one.
Right.
就是很自嘲, right. 但是就像Adam说, you're owning up to your mistake, 就是勇敢承认错误, 对吧?
That's right.
好,那我们今天的节目就到这儿, 希望大家喜欢, 因为确实是一个很实用,很有用的话题。 And thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time.
All right, bye guys.